Masechet Menachos Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel Riba Shamna V'Chiser Shamna V'Chiser Levonosa Psula. If there's too much shemen in the mincha, Torah said that there should be a log shemen for each isaron of flour. And if you put in too much shemen, according to the Rambam, only if he puts double the amount of shemen that he needs, 2 lugin per isaron, is it possible. And according to Rashi, even if you put in only a little extra shemen, the mincha is possible. Or if there's too little shemen, he had less than a log shemen per isaron. Or if you put in too little levina, you have to have at least 2 kirets of levina, 2 granules of levina. If you have only 1 granule of levina on the mincha is pasul. And so too, if you have too much levina, the mincha would be pasul. If you have more than 2 kmita worth of levina on the mincha, that's too much levina, and the mincha is pasul. Hakoymet is a mincha lecho shiareha bachutz. O kizayit mi shiareha bachutz. The Kohen, who does a kmita on the mincha, if he has a machshava while he does a kmita, that he's going to eat the shirayim of the mincha outside of the lighted place for the achila shirayim, outside of the azar. As a mincha has a din like kachay kachim and can only be eaten in the azar. Or he has a machshava to eat a kizayis worth of the shirayim outside of the azar, and the rest of it he'll eat inside the azar. Lahakdir kumsa b'chutz. O kizayis may kumsa b'chutz. O lahakdir levonasa b'chutz. Pasul v'im b'karetz. Or while he's doing the kmita, he has a machshava that he's going to be makdir the kmita outside of the azar. Or a kizayis worth of the kmita, he'll be makdir outside of the azar. Or he'll be makdir the levoina outside of the azar at the levoina. It nicked her together with the kremes of the mizbeach. All of these machshavas pasul the mincha, but there is no karet for kohen that will go ahead and eat the shirayim after this machshava psul. As the kmitza of a mincha is connected to the shechita of a korban, and just like by the shechita of a korban, if you have machshava chutz lumkomo, the korban is pasul and there's no karet for eating the basa of the korban, so too over here, by a machshava chutz lumkomo, by the kmitza of a mincha, the mincha is pasul, but there's no karis for eating the shirayim. And just like by a korban, there are 4 avodas on which a machshava would pasul the korban: the shechita, the kabbalah hadat, the holacha, and the tzrika. So too, there are 4 avodas by the mincha in which a machshava chutzum koma will pasul: the kmitza, which is connected to shechita, and then the nesinas kmitza v'kli, which is connected the kabbalah hadat by a korban. As the kaimet is connected to da. And then there's the holacha of the kmitza and the levina to the mizbeach, which is connected to the holacha of the dam to the mizbeach. And then there's the haftara of the kmitza and the levina, which is connected to the zrika of the dam by a korban, a machshava psula, by any of those 4 avodas will pass the mincha. Lecho shiareh lamacha, o kizayit me shiareh lamacha. If, while the kohen did the kmitza or any of the other 4 avodas, he had a machshava that he was going to eat the shirayim the next day. That's chutz l'zmano, after the allotted time. As a mincha, the din l'kachay kachim, and can only be eaten l'yom v'lada. Or he had a machshava that he'll eat a kizayis worth of the shirayim the next day. Lahakdir kumso l'macha. O kizayis mi kumso l'macha. O lahakdir l'bonasa l'macha. Pigo v'chayav in a love card. Or he had a machshava to be makdir the kaimet the next day. The kindness can only be nectar that day and the following night. Or kizayis of the kmitza, he has a machshava that he will be makter the next day. Or he has a machshava that he will be makter the levoina the next day. The mincha is piko, and a kohen or anybody that eats the shirayim of the mincha after this machshava tchutz l'zmano will be chayav karet. Just like by a korban, a machshava tchutz l'zmano it's pigo, and anybody who eats the pasul of the korban is chayav karet. So too over here, anybody who eats the shirayim is chayav karet. Zakla, this is the rule. Kol kaimet v'anaytim b'kli v'amahalas v'amakter. Anybody who, when he is doing the kmitza or the nesinas of the kmitza and the kli, or the holacha of the kmitza and the levona to the mizbeach, or during the haftara of the kmitza and the levona on the mizbeach, and he had a machshava lacha dover shadarko lacha ulahakter dover shadarko lahakter chutz l'mkomo pasul v'ein bo karetz chutz l'zmano Pigol v'chayav in a loaf karts. If while he's doing one of those four avodos, he has a machshava to eat something that's normally eaten, chutz l'mkomo. In other words, if she rhyme, that's something that's normally eaten. And that machshava will passel the mincha. But if he has a machshava to eat the kaimet chutz l'mkomo, since the kaimet is not eaten, it's nicked on the mizbeah, that will not passel the mincha. Or he has a machshava to be makter, something that's normally nicked, which is the kaimet and the levoina. And he has a machshava that he will do so chutz l'mkomo, the mincha is passel. But if his machshava is to be makter the shirayim chutz l'mkomo, that will not passel the mincha, since the shirayim is not nicked or eaten by the corner. And if he has a machshava chutz l'zmano, lecho davar shadarko lecho chutz l'zmano, or to be makter davar shadarko lehakter chutz l'zmano, then the mincha is pigo, and there would be a chiyuv kar for somebody who eats the shirayim of that mincha. When do we say that if there's a machshava chutz l'zmano by one of the four avodos, that the mincha is pigo? That's only if the matir, meaning the kmitza is called the matir. Since I did akhtaras hakmitza, the korim are allowed to eat the shirayim, was done kimitzvasa, was done kalacha. Meaning to say that when is the mincha pigo? If there's no other psul besides the psul of chutz l'zmano. But if there is some other psul besides the psul of chutz l'zmano, such as that he also has a psul of chutz l'mkomo, in such a case the mincha would not be pigo, it would simply be pasul, and there would be no karev for somebody who eats the shirayim of the mincha. Ketzad karev hamatir kimitzvasa? What's the case in which the matir was nikrav kimitzvasa, that there was no other psul besides the psul of chutz l'zmano? Kamat b'shtika. If the kmita was done b'shtika, without any machshavas psul, b'natan b'kli b'hala b'hikter chutz l'zmano, and then the nesina, the kmita b'kli, and the holacha, the kmita, and the levona to the mizbeach, and the haktara was done with the machshavas psul, machshavas chutz l'zmano. Osha kamat chutz l'zmano, b'natan b'kli b'hilech b'hikter b'shtika. Or if the kmita was done with the machshavas chutz l'zmano, and the rest of the avodas was done without a psul, the nesina of the kmita b'kli and the holacha and the haktara of the kmita and the levina was done b'shtika without a machshavas psul, osher kamat v'nasan b'kli v'hilech v'hikter chutz l'zmano, or if all the avodas was done with the machshavas chutz l'zmano, the kmita, the nesina, the kmita b'kli and the holacha and haktara were all done with the machshavas chutz l'zmano, zehu shekarev hamatir kemitzvah. So that's the case in which the matir was nikrat kemitzvah, that there was no other psul besides the psul of machshavet chutz l'zmano, and therefore in all these cases the mincha is pigo, and anybody who eats the shirayim will be chayav karev. Masechet Menachos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, ketzad lo karev hamatir kemitzvah. We had in the previous Mishnah that when does the machshavet chutz l'zmano make the mincha pigo? That's only if there was no other psul besides the machshavas chutz l'zmano. But if the matir was not nikra kemitzvaso, meaning there was another psul besides the machshavas chutz l'zmano, although the mincha is pasul, it's not pigo, there would be no karev for somebody who eats the shirayim. And the Mishnah asked, what's the case of lo karev hamatir kemitzvaso? Kamat chutz l'mkomo, v'natan b'kli v'hilech v'hikter chutz l'zmano. If the kmita was done by the kohen with the machshavas chutz l'mkomo, and then the subsequent avodah, the nesina of the kmitza b'kli, and the holacha and the haktara of the kaimet and the levana was done with the machshavas chutz l'zmano, osha kamat chutz l'zmano v'natan b'kli v'hilech v'hikter chutz l'mkomo. Or vice versa, the kmitza was done by the kohen with the machshavas chutz l'zmano, and the subsequent avodah, the nesina of the kmitza b'kli, and the holacha and the haktara of the kaimet and the levana was done with the machshavas chutz l'mkomo. Osha kamat v'nasam b'kli v'hilech v'hikter chutz l'mkomo. Or if any one of these four avodas was done with the machshavas chutz l'mkomo, and the other avodas was done with the machshavas chutz l'zmano, in all these cases, although the mincha is pasul, it's not pigul. Since there was another psul besides the psul of chutz l'zmano, there was also a psul of chutz l'mkomo, and therefore this is not karev hamatir kimitzvah. Minchas chaytei u'minchas knos. By a minchas chaytei and a minchas knos, there's an additional way to make it lo karev hamatir kimitzvah. Since, as we had earlier, by a minchas chaytei and a minchas knos, machshavas shelo lishma will passel the mincha. as opposed to by other menachim. A machshava shelo lishma, even though the Baal will not be yotzi his chov with that mincha, but it would not passel the mincha. So therefore, by other menachim, if besides machshava chutz lizmana, there was also machshava shelo lishma, the mincha will be pigul. That's called karab hamatik kmitzvaso, since the mincha is kosher. As opposed to by a mincha chayke and a mincha knos, if to the machshava shelo lishma, besides the machshava chutz lizmana, the mincha will not be pigul. That's called lo karab hamatik kmitzvaso, as the Mishnah goes on to explain. Minchas chayte and minchas knot shakamtan shalo lishma v'natam b'kui v'hilech v'hikter chutz lishmano. By minchas chayte and minchas knot, if the kmita was done by the kohen with the mashava shalo lishma, with the mashava that is a different mincha, not a minchas chayte or a minchas knot, or with the mashava that the mincha should be for a different bala, somebody who's not the true bala, and then the subsequent avodah, the nesina, the kmita b'kli, and the halacha, and the haktara, the levaina, and the kaimis was done with the mashabes chutz mana. O shekamat chutz mana, v'natam b'kli, v'hilei b'hikter, shelo lishma. Or the kmita was done with the mashabes chutz mana, and the subsequent avodah, the nesina, the kmita b'kli, and the halacha, and the haktara, the kaimis, and the levaina were done with the mashabes shelo lishma. O shekamat v'natam b'kli, v'hilei b'hikter, or if any one of the four avodas was done with the machshavah shelo lishma, while the other avodas was done with the machshavah chutz lizmano, all these cases is considered a case of lo karav hamatir kimitzvaso, as there was another psul besides the psul of chutz lizmano. There was a psul of shelo lishma, since shelo lishma passes a minchas chayti and a minchas knot. Lecha kizayis b'chutz. Who kizayit l'machar. Kizayit l'machar, the kizayit b'chutz. Just like we said, that a different psul by a separate avodah will be called lo karav hamatir, kim mitzvaso, the mincha will not be pigul. So too, a machshavet psul by the same avodah, other than the machshavet psul of chutz lizmano, will also be called lo karav hamatir, kim mitzvaso, and the mincha will not be pigul. If by one avodah, he has a machshava to eat one kizayit b'chutz, and by the same avodah he has a machshava to eat a kizayit l'machar the next day, or vice versa, he first has a machshava to eat a kizayit the next day, and by the same avodah he has a machshava to eat a kizayit b'chutz. Kechati zayit b'chutz u kechati zayit l'machar. Kechati zayit l'machar ve kechati zayit b'chutz pasul ve'ein bo karet. Or if by one avodah he has a machshava to eat one half of kizayis of the korban b'chutz outside the azar, and a different half of kizayis the next day, or by first he first has a machshava to eat a half of kizayis the next day and a different half of kizayis b'chutz outside of the azar, all these cases the mincha is possible, but there's no karet. The mincha will not be pigul, as there was another machshava besides the machshava of chutz lizmana. There also was a machshava of chutz l'mkomo. And just like if the machshava chutz l'mkomo by a different avodah, the mincha will not be pigul. So too, if the machshava chutz l'mkomo by the very same avodah, the mincha will not be pigul. Amar Rabbi Yehuda zakla. Rabbi Yehuda says this is a rule. Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama holds that if there's another psul besides the psul of chutz lizmano, the mincha is not pigul. Whether that other psul was before the psul of chutz lizmano, he first had a machshava chutz l'mkomo and then a machshava chutz lizmano, or whether the other psul is after the machshava chutz lizmano, he first had the machshava chutz lizmano and then he had a machshava chutz l'mkomo. In either case, since there was another psul, that's called lo karav hamatir kmitzvaso, and the mincha is not pigul. Rabbi Yehuda argues so. He holds it depends which machshava was first. In machshavas hazman kadma lemachshavas hamakom pigul b'chayav and alav kart. If the machshava of chutz lizmano preceded the machshava of chutz l'mkomo, in such a case, the mincha would be pigul, and there would be a chiyuv karet for somebody who eats this shirayim. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though there was another psul besides the psul of chutz lizmano, since the psul of chutz lizmano was first, the mincha is pigul. Ve'en machshavet hamakom kadma l'machshavet hazman pasul ve'en bo karet. But if the machshava of chutz lizmano preceded the machshava of chutz lizmano, in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Tanakhama. Since there was another psul besides the psul of chutz lizmano, the mincha is pasul, but there is no karis. The mincha is not considered pigul. Bechachamim Maimrim, Zevet that puzzle, the aim of Kares, Bechachamim Seder Rabbi Huda, and I became the Mincha is puzzle, and there is no Kares, the Mincha would not be Pigo, it makes no difference which Mashava came first. Lecho Kechati Zayas, Ulahakhtir Kechati Zayas, Kosh. Shein Achila Bahaktara Mitzdarfer. If he has a Mashava to eat the half of Kezayas of the Korban, either Chutzun Koma or Chutzun Mana, and another Mashava to be Maktir, a different half of Kezayas of the Korban, either Chutzun Mana or Chutzun Koma, the Mincha is Kosher. As Achila and Akhtara cannot be Mitzdarfer, Mashava for an Achila Chutzun Koma or Chutzun Mana. And a machshava for Haktara Chutzun Komer Chutzun Mano cannot be mitzdarif to form a kezayis, the possible korban. It's only a machshava on a kezayis with possible korban. And here, since each machshava is only on half a kezayis, the two half kezayis cannot be mitzdarif to form a kezayis, since the machshava on one half kezayis was for achila, and the machshava for the other half of kezayis was for Haktara. So therefore, the minchas kasher is not possible at all. As opposed to the case that we had earlier, where you had a machshava kechati zayis b'chutz u'kechati zayis l'macher, you had two separate machshavas, each machshava was on half a kezayis, still over there the mincha is puzzled. Those two half kezayis could be mistarif since both machshava was on achilah.